Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Welcome to ID the Future. I'm Jonathan Wells, Senior Fellow with Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture and the author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to Darwinism and Intelligent Design. Harvard evolutionary biologist Stephen Jay Gould wrote in 1977, "Biology took away our status as paragons created in the image of God. Darwinism teaches that we are accidental byproducts of purposeless natural processes that had no need for God. And this anti-religious dogma enjoys a taxpayer-funded monopoly in America's public schools and universities. Teachers who dare to question it openly have in many cases lost their jobs." The issue here is not evolution, a broad term that can mean simply change over time within existing species, something which no one doubts and people were observing for thousands of years before Darwin came along. The issue is Darwinism, which claims that all living things are descended from a common ancestor by unguided natural processes such as random mutation and survival of the fittest. According to Darwinists, there is such overwhelming evidence for their view that it should be considered a fact. To the Darwinists' dismay, however, at least three-quarters of the American people, citizens of the most scientifically advanced country in history, reject it. A study published August 11th in the pro-Darwin magazine Science attributes this primarily to biblical fundamentalism. Even though polls have consistently shown that half of the Americans who reject Darwinism are not biblical fundamentalists. Could it be that the American people are skeptical of Darwinism because they're smarter than Darwinists think they are? On August 17th, the pro-Darwin magazine Nature reported that scientists had just found the brain evolution gene. There is circumstantial evidence that this particular gene may be involved in brain development in embryos, and it is surprisingly different in humans and chimpanzees. According to Nature, the gene may thus harbor the secret of what makes humans different from our nearest primate relatives. Three things are remarkable about this report. First, it implicitly acknowledges that the evidence for Darwinism was never as overwhelming as Darwinists claim. It has been almost 30 years since Gould wrote that biology accounts for human nature, yet Darwinists are just now turning up a gene that might have been involved in brain evolution. Second, embryologists know that a single gene cannot account for the origin of the human brain. Genes involved in embryo development typically have multiple effects, and complex organs such as the brain are influenced by many genes. The simple-mindedness of the brain evolution gene story is breathtaking. Third, the only thing scientists demonstrated in this case was a correlation between a genetic difference and brain size. Every scientist knows, however, that correlation is not the same as causation. Among elementary school children, reading ability is correlated with shoe size. But this is because young schoolchildren with small feet have not yet learned to read, not because larger feet cause a student to read better or because reading makes their feet grow. Similarly, a genetic difference between humans and chimps cannot tell us anything about what caused differences in their brains unless we know what the gene actually does. But in this case, as Nature reports, what the gene does is a mystery. So after 150 years, Darwinists are still looking for evidence, any evidence, no matter how slim, to justify their speculations. The latest hype over the brain evolution gene unwittingly reveals just how underwhelming the evidence for their view really is. The truth is that Darwinism is not a scientific theory, but a materialistic creation myth masquerading as science. It is first and foremost a weapon against religion, especially traditional Christianity. Evidence is brought in afterwards as window dressing. This is becoming increasingly obvious to the American people, who are not the backwoods ignoramuses that Darwinists make them out to be. Darwinists insult the intelligence of American taxpayers and at the same time depend on them for support. This is an inherently unstable situation, and it cannot last. If I were a Darwinist, I would be afraid, very afraid. Thank you for listening. I'm Jonathan Wells for IDTF at the Center for Science and Culture in Seattle.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Finn. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.